Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida, heard across America on some of America's great radio stations, and also across the Caribbean and streaming live on the Internet and satellite, being heard all around the world. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans. We also salute our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and the bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or on Twitter at Captain's America, or check out our all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Now, joining us right now is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, a special shout-out to Catwoman and Road Dog. They're in Corsicana, Texas, headed on down towards Laredo. Say the weather is good, and they're listening to us tonight. So pleasant travels to you guys there tonight, and we'll talk to you again soon. And they said hi to you, too, there, Kyle.
That's great. Hey, Catwoman and Road Dog.
Yep. Now, did you know that Joe Biden, in one of his speeches last week, quoted Mao Zedong, and his senior advisor, Anita Dunn, called Mao her favorite political philosopher?
Yeah, I've heard about this. This is just blows my mind, Captain. You know, it's Joe Biden quoting Mao. Which I suppose there'll be a lot of people who might think that sounds fine and might just simply say, well, at least he didn't quote Reagan or George Washington, but I'm trying to be funny, but this isn't funny, not at all.
No, and let's drift over to the telephone line for a second and find out who's on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Captain, this is Jim. I'm calling from Tampa.
What's up?
I just wanted to let people know, probably sometime early this week, I'm going to stop by my local police station, and I'm going to bring them a whole boatload of snacks individually wrapped and let them know that we've got their back, we're behind them, and we appreciate that they what they do. You know, when there's things like fires and shooting, when everyone's running away, these guys are running into it.
Oh, I know.
And I think we should have all the backs of all the people who are sticking up for us. And I want everyone who's listening also to stop by a Pilot gas station or to switch over to Geico. And when they do it, tell them, you know, I heard that you're supporting the captain, and we support him by supporting you.
Thank
you very much for what you do.
Thank you. Not a bad idea there, Jim. How about that? That's a good thought. And, again, that's what we tell you when you contact one of the sponsors. You stop by, tell them the captain sent you, and you'd be surprised. People have been known to get all sorts of interesting little things.
Well, that's absolutely right, Captain. Mm-hmm. And, of course, and the idea of supporting the badge is just really, really great.
Well, we do, and I do, and I know you do, because I am a brother of the badge, and that's what I do. I'm standing up for my guys and my gals, because I know what they go through. I've been right there with them on the front line. All right, well, let's talk about former Vice President Joe Biden, who used a quote made famous by the late Chinese Communist leader Mao Zedong in a online fundraiser with, of all people, Valerie Jarrett, the former President Barack Obama's chief White House advisor, and this was last week. Now, here's what Biden said. We've got to get real economic relief into women's hands right now. He said that in front of a group of 14 wealthy donors at the home of Valerie Jarrett, who attended the digital fundraising session. It was also on the Internet. Now, according to the Pool reporter who watched the event, Biden then cited the Chinese proverb, "Will women hold up half the sky?" Now, this quote, you want to say something?
Oh, no, go ahead, Kevin.
This quote was no accident because Anita Dunn, a senior advisor to the Biden campaign, infamously praised Mao back in 2009 when she was Obama's White House communications director, calling him one of her two favorite most political philosophers. She said he was one of the two people that I turned to the most, along with Mother Teresa.
And isn't that something? You know, Captain, I studied a lot of political science, political philosophers, and so forth, so one can certainly study Mao and the Chinese Communist Revolution of 1949, but he's not really a resource, in my opinion, to go to for political truth or inspiration or these kinds of things. So for Biden to say what he said in the sense of quoting Mao directly, so Biden wasn't saying good things about women or
giving women economic value,
but essentially telegraphing, mm-hmm. hey, I'm with Mao, really?
Yeah, and here's a contrast of ideas. Think about this for a minute, folks. Mao and Mother Teresa. Biden doesn't care who he copies from. This is all plagiarism on his part. Democratic leaders today are so enamored with the powerful communists of the past and present. Maybe it's because the communists, get this one, Kyle, never got voted out.
No kidding. That's right.
All righty, folks. I couldn't make that up if I tried. That's honest to God truthful. You can find out, too. Go to Breitbart. All right. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. We appreciate you doing that for us. Done a great job there. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps your body reduce inflammation over time. Now, to get the best results, it needs to be taken regularly. And the Relief Factor Preferred Customer Plan makes that simple. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps support the body's natural response to inflammation to lower or even eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source, easy for me to say. 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from the clinically developed formula that supports regulation of key enzymes and proteins. Now, it also supports a healthy response to inflammation and increases discomfort, and it works for me. I've been on it for 4 years. Convenient individual packets, too, and it also supports healthy joints and muscles. Now, for $19.95, you can jump on the bandwagon and take the three-week quick start. That'll get it all going. And you'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you or not. $19.95 is all it costs. And after all you got to lose is pain. Just go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, to find out more. It works for me, and hopefully it will work for you, too. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Representative James Clyburn from South Carolina says that the Senate should pass a bill renaming that bridge in Selma, Alabama, that many years ago Reverend Martin Luther King and John Lewis went across to honor John Lewis and name the bridge after him.
Yes, then that would be the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma. Now, we've heard calls to rename the bridge in the past as well, Captain, and of course because Pettus was known as part of being part of the Ku Klux Klan. But with great respect and honor to John Lewis, and with all due respect to Representative Clyburn, I would say that by renaming the bridge, you don't want to take away the significance of the march across the bridge in Selma, which John Lewis had his skull fractured, by the way. This guy was the
real
deal.
He was almost beaten to death.
That's right. This guy was the real deal. And so, again, I think there would be great ways to honor John Lewis, but only because if we don't want to lose the ability to have the right perspective and be able to interpret history, warts and all, with all the issues and problems that have been dealt with. So I would just respectfully say that I think they might find a different way to do that, only so that further generations can see this was the Pettus Bridge, it's named after this guy, but this is why the march was so significant to go over that bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, as the cancel culture activism peaks, big tech and its algorithms are quietly fueling the flames. Wait till you hear this one. Kanye West, okay, the guy that was running for president, and I don't know if he still is or not, and I don't think he knows either, has threatened to break with Adidas and Gap if he's not named to their boards.
Yeah, well, you know, I think he's kind of running for president. That could change. I thought it did change the other day, but I think he's back on again, and he had kind of a rally, and you're right. And so some are saying that he's doing this for promotion sake and so forth, so we'll just have to see. But yeah, it's quite an interesting thing, what he's doing, but I don't know that I don't think he'd be in all the state's ballots in the
book. I think any corporate board that would make him a member of the board would be out of their mind.
Well,
simply
yeah,
because I think he's slightly out of his.
Yeah, well, it's kind of coming off more of a stunt and this kind of thing. But of course, you know, boards can do what they companies can do what they want with their boards, obviously. But I don't think Kanye will be sitting on a board anytime soon. There'll be others
now,
who are good.
Yeah. Now, in Kentucky, we have a very strange situation going on. There are a couple that tested COVID-19 positive. Have been fitted with ankle monitors, placed on house arrest for refusing to sign quarantine documents, and I believe the husband's been separated from the wife because she's the one that tested positive, not him.
Yes, that's right. And so there is some question as to whether or not there is really authority to do this to them, I believe.
Well, it's very strange. Very strange.
Yes. Well, exactly. And it does beg the question, you know, just how far can local government go or county health departments go in doing this kind of thing.
Now, AOC's anti-billionaire crusaders, we all know who they are spreading across New York City, and they're spreading their ilk out there and trying to get rid of people that have had the money and bring the money in and balance it and give everybody a guaranteed income, and we're hearing all that nonsense going on. And in the meantime, now they're going back after the police. They want the police department defunded. They want all that money given back to the people. And the New York Police Department commissioner blasted AOC and company, called them cowards with no clue on policing.
Well, I think that's probably just right. The defund the police is a slogan. It's not a policy, they think they can make it policy, but it would be bad policy. But they don't care. See, that's the thing. They literally don't care because, again, this is about grabbing power. And they don't care how they do it. They don't care what happens really after they get it. But these kinds of slogans, they think advance their cause. But really what it does, it simply reveals that they don't have a grasp as to exactly what happens in society.
Now, Russia is having a little bit of a problem because there seems to have been a hack revealed that everybody believes is Russia trying to steal the vaccine formula from a couple of European companies.
Right. Yeah, this is pretty interesting and could be huge, obviously.
Well, we don't know, but the suspect is the normal Russia thing, not China, not Iran, none of that, but Russia. And we'll see. We'll see. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu, his trial, his graft trial, has resumed amid the Israeli virus upsurge right now. So we don't really know what's going to happen.
Well, that's right. And so we'll have to see how it plays out. But of course, this is all happening even at the same time that Israel is having its own real problems with the coronavirus. So that's the backdrop for all this right now, too.
Now, meanwhile, in Kuwait, there may be a balance of power changing there. Kuwait's aging ruler, 91 years old, has undergone surgery, heart surgery, as his son, the prince, has now been empowered.
That's true. That's true. And, of course, that would have implications for obviously not only for Middle East policy, but also for petroleum and energy. Yeah.
By the way, President Trump has pretty much been vindicated on the viruses. More Americans are getting sick because of what he said. He insisted he's right because he said that after things settle down a little bit, that there would be more people coming down with the virus, and that's indeed what we're seeing. Plus, the majority of the people now, the age has dropped down. These are younger people coming down with the virus because they just weren't practicing any of the things that the older folks were doing to begin with, because I guess they felt invincible.
Well, they do in many ways, and we all understand why they think that, basically. But also, Captain, though, there has been some irresponsibility, obviously, with the idea of going to a COVID party in some cases.
Yeah.
To see if the virus is really real, or perhaps to see if it would attack them and this kind of thing. So, right. I mean, we all are trying to take the best measures that we can in order to try to minimize this thing, and it's no help if people do anything that would be at all reckless.
Now, the Department of Homeland Security has accused Portland officials, and in particular the mail, for enabling the mob, and they've posted a timeline of damage by the violent anarchists, and this has just gone so far out of control in Portland. We've had about 6 police officers hurt, one's in the hospital. We've had a half a dozen firefighters injured fighting the fires that they've set. 100 fires in 10 days, all arson. And very quickly, what do you think is going to happen next?
Well, Captain, I mean, there's an empowerment that goes along with how the city governments and the mayors, even the governors in some of these different states, but especially in Oregon, how they react.
Tell everybody how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
And, folks, in my humble opinion, every Portland politician who had any power to stop these riots should be arrested for sedition. Sedition. You heard me right. We have to quit playing around with these people and make them pay for what's going on. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The World Health Organization is posting a single-day record of new confirmed coronavirus cases, over 200,000. The record comes as many nations struggle with new waves of infections after loosening their restrictions. Emergency rooms are once again being overcrowded. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti.
Past generations literally ran into battlefields or on protest lines and gave up everything, paid the ultimate sacrifice to fight for their values. What am I asking you to do? Wear a mask.
In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is taking necessary steps to handle the increase in cases.
We've also deployed a large number of healthcare personnel that the state had been working with or had on contract. And so some of those have been deployed to places like South Florida, the Tampa Bay area.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two campuses to serve you. And don't forget, in 14 months, you can be an aviation maintenance tech and well on your way to a tremendous, high-paying, rewarding job. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you, two campuses, one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater over across the bay. Now, don't forget that in 14 short months, you can be a certified aviation maintenance tech in a career field that is very much in demand right now when it comes to aircraft, civilian aircraft, military aircraft, fixed wing, as well as rotary. And it's all something that will give you an opportunity to make some really big money and not have to worry for the rest of your life about what it is you can or can't do in terms of work, or whether or not you've got a job or you're going to be laid off. These people are working every day. Overtime is there. You name it, because they're keeping the planes in the air and they're inspecting the planes that are on the ground that are going into the air as the airlines are adding more flights again. And the military is, of course, engaging around the world, too. And it's not just military aviation maintenance techs that keep the aircraft in the air. There are a lot of civilian contractors that are out there, too. So maybe by the luck of the draw, you might be able to get one of those jobs, and all of a sudden, voila, you have a six-figure salary in front of your face. So check them out by going online to naa.edu. That's NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Take the tour of one of the facilities. You'll be glad you did. Well, the VA opposes efforts now to reinstate the 48-hour review process for claims, and I remember that one well, and it worked pretty good when it was in effect. But lawmakers and Department of Veterans Affairs officials clashed at the end of last week over the end to a decades-old practice allowing veteran service representatives to review decisions about benefits for accuracy before they were finalized. And it was a 48-hour review to process a claim, which to me is plenty of time. These guys that have their claims dragged down for years in some cases, depending on what it is that happens that triggers the delay, that's got to stop. It's just got to stop. Now, the head of the Medicare and Medicaid programs failed to properly manage more than $6 million in communications and outreach contracts, which gave broad authority over federal employees to a Republican media strategist who worked before joining the Trump administration as a government watchdog herself. Wow. So that tells me she knew the ropes. And House lawmakers, the House Appropriations Committee, approved a $50.72 billion Homeland Security funding bill that included a $12.8 billion amount for the Coast Guard, $711 million more than the service's budget request, including additional money to improve Coast Guard housing and upgrade the service's aging technology and communication systems, too. Now, in Army news, Senator Dick Durbin, the Democrat out of Illinois, has requested an immediate review of the U.S. military's treatment of women and minorities in the rank, joining a chorus of voices putting pressure on the Pentagon in the aftermath of the killing of Army Specialist Vanessa Gillen at Fort Hood, Texas. By the way, federal agents have seized more than 20 vehicles and money from 10 bank accounts belonging to a married U.S. Army veteran in Texas. Now, this was a pair of veterans, man and woman, saying that the pair used personal information stolen from soldiers they knew to defraud the military out of as much as $11 million. Holy smokes. Doesn't say how long they've been doing this, but 20 vehicles? The money from 10 bank accounts? Wow. Teams of doctors and nurses from New York and the U.S. Army have now descended on Houston after the nation's fourth largest city sought help to deal with a surge in coronavirus cases and hospitalizations. They are there now doing whatever it is that's needed of them. And the Navy firefighting teams are back on board the Bonhomme Richard, mopping things up, investigating, trying to find the source of the fire amid the ship's blaze that they had, which was crippling to say the least. They will find a cause, and it looks like as if they are going to rebuild the ship. It looks like as if that's almost a given right now. So we'll see what happens. Now, a Navy sailor stationed in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, is facing charges that he gave classified information to a Russian he knew. Don't know what that's all about. We'll be checking with Denise Simon about that to see if she knows. That's all I got. There's nothing else to tell us who it is or what he's technically charged with giving to the Russians. By the way, after nearly four decades of refueling around the world in peacetime and war, the KC-10 extender has begun its retirement, heading to the boneyard as Pegasus comes into the fleet. And that's KC-46. Also, coronavirus amongst the U.S. Air Force personnel has now grounded the Thunderbirds. They will not be flying in the Wyoming air show that they were supposed to fly in because of coronavirus. Well, never know, right? You never know. And the Air Force has selected the Air National Guard's Training and Education Center at McGee Tyson Air Base in Tennessee to be the focal point for a training of cadre of defense-focused cyber teams, according to a news release. And we'll see what that's all about. By the way, for you pistol enthusiasts in the Air Force, airmen gave high marks to the Air Force's new service pistol, the Sig Sauer M18, which is what they've been training with at the northern Italy base of Aviano for the last month. And something else which is really good on behalf of the Air Force. And let's see. I'll get over here real quick. All right. Good morning. Is this Eric?
Hey, yes, sir. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I know you're short on time. You and Kyle were talking about the couple in Kentucky
yep.
that had their ankle
yep.
monitor on. I know it's an insane story, and I'll admit to that. People can look this up on their own. They can go to their favorite search engine and type in HHS, Federal Registry, January 19th, 2017. All of these protocols were entered into the Federal Registry by
That's
HHS.
Right.
And
wait.
They can look it up. And
yep. Wait till you hear Frank and I talk about it. Hour number four. It's going to be interesting. All right. Thanks, Eric. Your computer's cutting me off there. All right, folks. We'll be right back. Truckers Highway and Bible Report and then Denise Simon right around the corner. Go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's our buddy Donna Fiducia, as she does many times during the program. One of her great liners. We thank her very much for that. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on 1330 WLBB. Now, let's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody stationed at Fort Benning, Georgia. Okay, this portion of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop, closest to you. You see that sign up there? Pull on in there. Tell them the captain sent you. Tell them you were listening to me talk about them, and you'll get a cup of coffee on the house. All righty, here we go.
Let the sound take you away.
look inside the left, the sound take you away.
Alrighty, that's from 1968. Yeah, that is Steppenwolf, and I'll tell you what, they are getting it done there again, but in 1968. Oldie but goodie here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Alrighty. Severe storms capable of large hail and damaging wind are possible Monday across parts of the Dakotas and Nebraska. Now, flash flooding is capable across parts of the northern plains to upper Mississippi Valley and parts of the central plains to the middle Mississippi Valley. There will be dangerous heat persisting over the northeast and the middle Atlantic all the way from North Carolina to Maine. Up and down I-95 and points to the west of there as well. Now, let's take a look at what's going on out west. You've got some very poor air quality in the inland section of California from just about Fresno on down south almost to Ontario. And then there is up in the northern part of California, a high heat advisory, as well as southern Oregon around Medford. There has been a brush fire in the Reno area, west of Reno, Lake Tahoe, up in there, which has created a bunch of smoke, which is also adding to the poor air quality, if you will. And over into Utah, you've got a fire threat advisory there across most of the central and lower part of Utah. Same thing for inland central Nevada tonight. You've also got a fire threat advisory up in the Kingman, Arizona area tonight. And moving across, we'll stay in the central part of the country. Right there on the Kansas-Northern Nebraska line, central part of the state, we've got some advisories for flash flood watches and warnings and possibly even some thunderstorms in the mix. Also for the central part of Nebraska, the Dakotas are probably going to get some more rain today. It looks like eastern South Dakota, you've got some scattered areas of rain there. Also up in the northwestern corner of Minnesota tonight, you've had some rain and some flash flood watches up in that area. Coming on down to Missouri and the St. Louis area and east across Illinois towards Effingham and along I-70, you've got some flash flood watches, flash flood warnings. You've got a couple of severe thunderstorm alerts over in the eastern part of Illinois. That system has been moving, so it's been going on all night long. And then from about South Carolina, North Carolina line, right around Fayetteville and straight up 95 all the way to Maine, you've got a severe heat warning. Now, in some cases, it's going to be hotter than others. For example, southeastern Pennsylvania is going to be scorching. Jersey is going to be scorching. Parts around New York City are going to be very hot. Maryland is going to be very hot. Temperatures, heat indexes will be well over 100 degrees in those areas. Certainly in the 90s in other parts of the area. And then this is going to go all the way to Maine, all the way to Bangor, Maine. So keep advised tonight in Bangor, Maine, the temperature, the low temperature up there will probably be around 75 degrees, but the high tomorrow will probably be around 90 to 95 in Bangor, Maine. That does not happen that much. So you are going to have some really scorching hot temperatures up through there. Keep all of that in mind. All right, and joining us right now on the telephone line, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we've been getting some breaking news as the show's been moving along here. First of all, we were aware of a shooting in New Jersey at a federal judge's house who just happens to be the judge that's hearing a very important case. Gosh, it's the Epstein case with the Maxwell woman, I believe is her name. And her son was killed, originally reported as being wounded with a husband. Husband was wounded, son was killed as a gunman dressed as a FedEx delivery person showed up at the front door and opened fire.
Yeah, you just can't even, answer your front door when the doorbell rings. I think that they're looking for the vehicle now, that this person, this, dressed as a FedEx driver was driving. So, they will scrutinize the caseload of the judge in a very big way to see if there's been, any kind of connection there, but this judge has not had any recent threats. Judges often do get threats, but there hasn't been any recent ones. So this one will be very, this one's chilling. This one's very chilling.
Yeah, and again, it was a surprise, and as I said when we started out, it was just merely being reported as a shooting and a couple people wounded, and then all of a sudden, about 2 hours later, the son had been confirmed to have died, so this is really, really tragic. Yeah, really tragic. The other thing is, we had we had Mr. Chris Wallace and the president sit there last night, go back and forth, and Chris Wallace was kind of doing a fact check, if you will, on President Trump, and he kind of got his fact check handed back to him a couple times. Chris Wallace didn't really fare well with some of his questioning. Did you see any of that interview?
No.
Well, apparently, he asked a couple of questions and then come to find out the president who insisted he was right about the virus, you know, about Americans getting sick and how it was happening and this, that, and the other. Chris Wallace tried to do the liberal thing and say, well, aren't you concerned that having your rallies brought some of this about? I mean, what a question to ask.
Well, he's comparing the rallies to all of these other protests and all these other, you know, demonstrations that are going on, and trying to put, you know, Trump into that whole mix. But, interestingly enough, those that the Trump campaign have held have offered up and encouraged all of the normal, mask and hygiene, precautions where these, you know, like what's going on in Portland and Seattle, they're clearly not doing.
No, and we've had that explode last night, Seattle in particular. Portland, of course, has been, well, we'll get into it because here comes the music. Okay, we'll be right back, folks, with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com when we come back. And Portland is bad enough, but now Seattle last night once again lit up, literally. And we'll talk about that and what the heck is going on here. I mean, do they have an agenda? Well, of course. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9-
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.